Well, Jeff Beavers is Executive Director of the Career Services Network at Michigan State University, and it's a pleasure to welcome him to MSU today. Jeff, welcome.
Thank you, Russell. Appreciate it. Good to be here.
So first, tell us a little bit more about Jeff Beavers. What's your background, and why are you interested in helping young people find their careers?
Yeah, for about the last 25 years, I will say that I have had a collection of professional experiences that have allowed me to create some real expertise in the area of really connecting employers with talent. And when I think specifically about the college environment, thinking about students who have special skills and interests and connecting them with employers of choice. So I've spent a number of years both on the corporate side working in recruitment roles for various companies like GE and Whirlpool and AbbVie, but I've also spent time on the academic side managing career services at other institutions and also have worked with recruiting technology. So the combination of that experience allows me to fully understand the landscape and how to make those connections more efficient and more effective and ultimately puts the students into roles where they're most successful and most engaged.
So tell us a little bit more about the mission of the Career Services Network at MSU, where you like to say we foster purpose.
Yeah, so I think when we look at the student who is going through the process of trying to figure out where their interests lie and the ultimately, the role or the opportunity that is most of interest to them and where they can apply their skills and experiences in the past, that generally they look at what excites them. But I think the purpose part for within career services is also about how does it support more of the social mission? So how can we connect them to more of a greater purpose that is benefiting society? So when we talk about purpose, we talk about not only about the individual, but we also talk about how that contributes ultimately to really delivering value to society and to other people.
So let's talk about some of the things students should be doing and when they should be doing them. Your colleague, Phil Gardner, with whom I've spoken many times, always said, don't wait till you're a senior to get started.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we think about this whole career preparation and exploration process starting even before they come in. So we know that a lot of things happen even at the high school level or in the summers in between even high school and college. But when we think about freshmen, that's at the point where you really start to explore career options. And when you start as an individual and as a new student on campus, start to look at student organizations and Greek life, and you start to look at coursework and extracurricular activities and student consulting programs, and start to explore the things that really excite you that will ultimately provide project management experience, teamwork experience, will allow you to interface with employers and better understand what opportunities even exist for particular majors and job skills. And ultimately, it really gives students insight into what are the different paths that exist that I think at that point are really unknown. So we encourage them to do things like study abroad and to do internships and co-op experiences, especially if they're engineers, or to get involved, again, in the extracurricular type of activities where they not only are getting access to employers, but are also hearing from alumni who are able to talk about their career path and their success.
So, Jeff, despite what anyone majors in, there's a trend also, right, in employers looking for what they sometimes called soft skills or transferable skills. Can you talk a bit about those and why they're important?
Yeah, most all employers will tell you that there really are a number of skills that they look for regardless of the job function to which they're hired. And my previous experiences taught me that these are consistent across, especially the large corporations. I think nearly all of the Fortune 500 companies are looking at the same set of soft skills. They may label them differently, but it really comes down to things like teamwork, initiative, leadership, communication skills, problem-solving skills, applied intelligence, and ethics and integrity. So when you think about those seven, there are three specifically that are really hard for a new hire to be coached on or to be trained on. These are things that are really expected of a new hire coming into the organization. These are behaviors that companies want to see in an individual because it's where they really are able to deliver the most value. And those end up being leadership, initiative, and ultimately ethics and integrity. So very hard to coach on. These are things that are generally innate within the individual, and that's why they ask a lot of behavioral-based type of questions to try to understand to what extent has someone exhibited leadership skills. And that's not just about holding a position, but it's about influencing others to buy into ideas, making sure that the best idea rises to the top. And about that initiative, it's about someone who recognizes an opportunity or identifies a problem and is proactive in trying to find ways to address that and to bring forth solutions or to get involved in the solution process, at least. And then ethics and integrity, obviously, are important to all companies when we think about no right way to do a wrong thing.
Jeff, how are recent advancements in recruiting technology supporting student success?
And Michigan State has always been a leader in adopting technology and technological tools to help create efficiencies in the process of connecting students to employers. And so when we think about the purpose of those technological advancements and in the investments that the institution is making, it's really about not only creating better experiences for students and recruiters and alumni, but also ensuring that they're our maximum number of opportunities that are provided to students so that they're aware of the full scope of opportunities that they have based on the investment that they've made in their education and in their degree. So when we think about a lot of the tools that we've invested in recently, it's about creating access to jobs where we may not have a direct link on campus to a particular company or organization, but where we know that our students are as qualified or more qualified than maybe others who are applying to that same company in another geographic region, could be in the U.S., could be worldwide. And we've leveraged technology that allows us to get in front of employers of choice for these students. So we've vastly expanded the number of job opportunities and employer partnerships as a result. Then there are a number of other areas where we have also made investments that have provided us with a number of other, we'll say, tools that have replaced in some cases some of the work that we had people resources doing initially, and where we found technology was just as effective. So these tools are related to helping students prepare for interviews, mock interviews, prepare resumes, explore career options, investigate career paths based on assessment tools. So we have tried to identify areas where we can provide students more self-service and provide that self-service really 24 hours a day versus having to staff offices and only making available those resources during daylight hours in a lot of cases. But we also think that by doing that, it shifts the time that maybe our people are spending on more of the traditional development type of work and allow us to really spend more time specifically with the students to ensure that we are helping direct them and guide them and make connections that are most meaningful and ultimately will result in the outcome that they're seeking.
What role do the alumni play in helping students connect with employers of choice? I imagine networking is still the best way to find a career.
You're absolutely right. We think about alumni really as being our most valued asset when it comes to career services. We rely on them not only for obviously job postings and hiring opportunities, but we look to them to share their stories regarding the career path that they took, how they leveraged the degree, to what extent they maybe even leveraged the degree, or how they transitioned from one area to another. So we look to them to come back and speak in front of students, to participate in programs and activities, to partner with student organizations, or to even just be on campus to host information type of programs where we can have them really share their story in front of students and, more importantly, I think, connect with students and help make the whole educational experience real as to what are really the possibilities that maybe people have not even thought about. But alumni are able to really, I think, help them more fully understand, again, that purpose piece, that we talk about so often and how they've connected that degree to that purpose.
And what about parents, Jeff? We jokingly hear sometimes about, you know, helicopter parents and now even bulldozer parents who clear all the obstacles. But what's the role for parents in the career search?
Yeah, that one's interesting because I think we do have some parents that maybe are overly involved at times and don't always allow the student to kind of grow and explore on their own. At the same time, they play a very important role in ensuring that the student starts to engage with career services and starts that exploration process very early. And whether that is before they come on campus or as a freshman, that they are supporting the whole notion of making sure that the student is seeking out not only employment, but employment that's meaningful, educational experiences that are meaningful, extracurricular activities that are aligned to interest and are really helping guide them through that process. We also know that we've got a large number of students on campus who are first generation. And so unfortunately, you know, there are a number who have parents who have not gone through the college experience on their own. And it goes back to, again, where do you know, one of the important roles that alumni play is helping bridge that gap. But even there, you know, when parents can help ensure that those students are connecting with us, we can be very supportive in that process so that we don't lose students in the gaps. And everyone who is making an investment in education here has equal opportunity to connect with the employers who are our partners and who are on campus recruiting.
We're talking about Michigan State University's Career Services Network with its executive director, Jeff Beavers, on MSU Today. Jeff, I wondered if we could briefly touch on five emerging trends I've heard you talk about before, and one would be artificial intelligence.
Yeah, this one is starting to play a much bigger role in nonprofits and in academic institutions. Obviously, it's playing a more important role in machine automation and processes within corporations and with industry. But what we're starting to see is that it's also playing an important role even for career services because some of the technology tools that we talked about earlier, things like the job boards and job postings, that those start to now really the home pages of those start to really curate content based on an individual's clicks or based on preferences. And so it starts to look at where an individual is seeking jobs, what type of job titles, what type of even industries that they're looking at, and starts to make suggestions. And so when we find when a student really is going through that process, there are a number of companies that are known brands, but there are a larger number of companies that are unknown brands. And these are small and mid-sized companies that end up actually employing about 50% of our students on campus. And so this artificial intelligence plays an important role because it starts to suggest other companies like the ones that they've explored previously that were maybe unknown, but that may have equal or even more interest for the student because of, again, the job, the mission, the location, a variety of factors that ultimately are being suggested as a result of previous clicks or behaviors that they've exhibited on the particular job board in the past.
And what about systems integration?
Yes, when we start to also think about kind of the future going forward, that traditionally career center systems have been somewhat isolated or independent of employer systems. And so it's made it a little bit difficult for an individual who is uploading a resume into our system and making it available to employers and creating profiles to then connect that to employers. And so what happens ultimately, and as most students find, that every time they go to a job board on an employer site, they have to recreate the same content that they've already provided us or the job board at the institution. So what this is going to do and is what is already starting to happen is that employers are now able to get directly from the job boards that we have on campus and from other tools, the profile information, so a student doesn't have to recreate that profile when they go to apply for the job on a company website. And what they end up doing then is just providing supplemental information that may not be part of the original profile. So what it does is it decreases the amount of time to complete an application, makes it easier and faster for the employer to collect that information, and it ultimately also reduces the number of students who've really drop out of the process as a result of facing hurdles or finding that it just takes too much time to complete the application. So it should, for recruiters, actually increase the number of applications and completed applications they receive.
New York Times columnist Tom Friedman is one who often writes about lifelong learning and how we all need to adopt that. But talk about lifelong learning and online education in this context.
Yeah, I think traditionally a lot of institutions have kind of approached it that once the degree is complete, that and even the alumni who have completed that degree, it's almost like it's a terminal degree. And I think that is starting to change because we see that there is a continued shift in skill needs. And when we think about some of the emerging type of roles and jobs that have come about, when we think about business analytics, for an example, that it wasn't an area where there were a lot of graduates in the past, but where it has become extremely important for most corporations and where the number of jobs has proliferated to an extent that there is a major gap in terms of supply and demand. So when we think about lifelong learning, it's really about how do we continue to engage with alumni to bring them back when they are looking for types of skills and experiences that will enable them to have a competitive advantage in their career advancement and development going forward. And it can come in the form of continued degrees, but it can also be certificate programs, can be classes, and can just be really getting involved with the faculty here on campus and with classes and with student organizations in ways that they're also learning and doing so in an experiential type of way. So when we think about one of the values of continuing to engage students with alumni, it's about supporting that lifelong learning and giving them opportunities to really build their skill set also along the way and put them in a position for success at their organizations or to make a transition.
Some people might not expect the Career Services Network to be concerned with student debt, but one of your five emerging trends involves student debt and ability to pay.
Yeah, when we see the cost of education and what is happening worldwide, we know that it's becoming increasingly difficult for students to be able to afford higher education. And I think there was just an article that was out today that the University of Chicago now, I think, has topped $80,000 per year in the cost of education. When you think about that investment, that's significant, and especially for low and middle income type of families. And so when we think about the student who's on campus and the role that we can play at Career Services, is not just about the ultimate outcome, so whether that's grad school or continued employment, but we think also about what are the experiences both on campus and with local employers where we can provide meaningful skill development and job opportunities through this network, but also help them really provide for their provide opportunities for them to be able to make some money to pay off some of that debt, pay expenses, and lessen the burden ultimately.
And what is skills-based recruiting?
Yeah, skills-based recruiting starts to take into account that if you think about, there are a number of majors at MSU that are probably similar to those at other Big Ten universities or other liberal arts and sciences colleges and universities really throughout the country, but where maybe our names are a little bit different. And what happens is it makes it difficult when a recruiter comes to campus or is posting a job to try to figure out where would I find all of those individuals who have an interest in computer science or who have strong project management skills. And so what we're working on and with others is trying to really define what are the competencies that are being developed through different experiences on campus, both in the classroom and outside the classroom, that are really those types of those skills that I mentioned earlier that are aligned to an employer's needs. And so they think differently about the recruitment process. Instead of just posting a job for a major, they can start thinking about where would I find students with the skill set that is most needed and where we have seen the greatest level of success among our top performers. And those may or may not be aligned to a major. It may be a series of experiences that collectively are providing the preparation and readiness that an employer is seeking.
Now, Jeff, you've recruited here before when you were in the business world. Why Michigan State? Why is it a great place for employers to look for employees?
Yeah, and I mentioned in the past that I have recruited here for Whirlpool and GE, but also for other companies as well. And Michigan State has always been among those core campuses where we had very strong pipelines of talent. And when we looked at the individuals who came into our organization from MSU and compared them to hires from other organizations, MSU talent typically either outperformed or performed as well as the very best talent from other schools. And I think it's a combination of a number of factors. It's about really the preparation that they've gotten in the classroom, but it's also about that Midwest work ethic. It's about attitude. It's about drive. And I think in a lot of cases, it's also just about the process that the students have gone through to really find their purpose and their passion, and that we've harnessed that into the number of roles that we have at these companies. So when we look at who recruits at Michigan State, generally that is the feedback that we get from all employers, is that our students are very, very strong and typically are performing as well or outperforming the competition.
Well, Jeff, as we wind down here, I'd just like you to maybe comment a little bit on the challenges and opportunities as we move forward in career services work in general.
Yeah, I think the hard part for us is keeping up with all of the opportunities that really are available to students and ensuring that we're creating really access networks and paths for students to be able to reach those roles. I think oftentimes institutions and students look at only the employers who are on their campus, and we see it as our mission to ensure that we are helping students identify all the possibilities that exist, and whether that is an immediate transition to that role or whether we're helping them find a pathway to that role, that's the part that we want to, the role that we really want to play going forward. So our challenge is always keeping up with those roles, identifying those opportunities, and maintaining the relationships that help us build strong partnerships with employers. We know that they have turnover as well. There are changes in their leadership teams and in their recruiting teams, and that sometimes makes it difficult for us to build strong pipelines with them, but at the same time, we find that to be an important role that we play in helping our students.
Jeff, could you just summarize as we close then sort of your key advice for students, parents, and employers as they work to, you know, foster their purpose and find rewarding careers?
Yeah, I think for students it's very easy, and that's engage early. And I think that's part of the career exploration process, that it's not necessarily committing to a particular job or job function or an industry, but it's about really starting to engage as a freshman to explore all of the possibilities available, and then starting to narrow the focus and the scope of what they want to do, and looking at not only a single career path, but looking at dual career paths. Where might those experiences and interests potentially be not only in one area, but where might they also be found in other roles or organizations? For parents, again, it's about ensuring that they are supporting their students in exploring those roles and encouraging them to not only just find employment on campus to help pay for their education or to take on summer activities that may be fun, but also in helping the student ensure that those experiences are meaningful and ultimately are providing the student with a competitive advantage as they continue, whether that, again, be in a job or even potentially in pursuit of grad school and providing more demonstrated skills and experiences that would be suitable for a grad school experience. And then the last, for employers, I think we strive to make it very easy for our employers to recruit at Michigan State. And we know that as busy as most are, that there's not a lot of time to maybe figure out the process and how to recruit or how to reach students on a campus this large. And I think what we do very, very well here is work with the employers one-on-one to take some of that burden from them and connect with them with the targeted groups of students so that they are able to effectively reach the students that they are seeking, but also ensure that they have a diversified and qualified talent pool ultimately for the jobs that they have available.
Jeff, thanks for sharing all this great information with us.
Thank you very much, Russ. I appreciate the opportunity to be here and to share this information with your radio listeners.
That's Jeff Beavers. He's Executive Director of the Career Services Network at Michigan State University. Much more online at careernetwork.msu.edu. And I'm Russ White. Thanks for listening to MSU Today.